Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello, small business owners, and welcome back to another episode. My name is Mike Jezelschak. I'm the host and founder of Jetro. And Jetro is simply a digital accounting firm where we service clients across the country, helping them relieve stress around financials and save thousands in taxes. We work exclusively with small business owners. And today's topic is going to be on the statement of cash flows and any other important financial statements that are important to business owners. And so this is actually part 7 in our All About Bookkeeping series. So if you missed the first 6 episodes, be sure to check those out. We talked about what is bookkeeping and why do you need it? What are debits, credits, and the chart of accounts? What is cash versus accrual accounting? What is an income statement versus a balance sheet? How do I read an income statement? How do I read a balance sheet? And then here we are today. So the final major financial statement that goes along with both the income statement and the balance sheet is the statement of cash flows, which I want to be talking about today. So what is a statement of cash flows? A statement of cash flows basically shows you how much cash is entering and leaving your business. It can also be called a cash flow statement. And so I want to think back and remember in previous episodes when we discussed income statements and balance sheets that we said when you spend money, it does not necessarily always go to your income statement and reduce profit. So as an example, if you take an owner's draw, that is not an expense on the income statement. Rather, it's going to be an entry to owner's draw on your balance sheet. So if we know that every time we spend cash, it doesn't necessarily go on the income statement. Sometimes it's going to go on the balance sheet. This can sometimes be confusing because the income statement doesn't necessarily give us a clear cash picture, and neither does a balance sheet, because when money leaves your account, it could be on either one of those statements. And this is really where the statement of cash flows or the cash flow statement is so important. It gives you a report of all the money coming into and leaving your bank account, regardless of whether it hit the income statement or the balance sheet. It gives you a full listing of cash in, cash out. So it can give you a clear picture on that cash part of your business. So when we're thinking about the statement of cash flows, let's talk about the different parts. We have a cash flow from operating activities. We have a cash flow from investing activities. And we have a cash flow from financing activities. So going into those, the cash flow from operating activities, this is the area that represents incoming and outgoing money related to your everyday business operations. So for most of our clients and most small business out there, this is where the majority of the activity presides. So, you know, let's say this is an example, you're an attorney. This is where items related to attorney fees collected, advertising expenses, client costs, rent, wages, etc. This is where all that cash that's being spent on those items would be recorded in the operating activities section. If you're a fitness studio, your income from training, your income from selling product, this would all be in there along with any kind of expenses and normal operating activity related to that. So this is pretty much your everyday stuff. A lot of that profit and loss income statement items are going to be found roughly in this area. Then we have the cash flow from investing activities. And this area represents the incoming and outgoing money related to investments your business makes. And I want you to think equipment, investments in other companies. So let's imagine you're a fitness studio. You go and spend $80,000 on workout equipment. This is where that would be recorded. Typically, these are investments or asset purchases. So you still have cash going out the door. Now that workout equipment, if you remember, is not an expense immediately necessarily. Let's say you're a law firm and you're buying a piece of land because you're going to build a new office. This would be in that investing activities, that cash. You buy some land for $100,000 cash. It would show up in this investing activities section. Then we have the cash flow from financing activities. And this area represents the incoming and outgoing money related to financing your business. This can be loans, owner's contributions, draws, things like that. So any loan activity would be recorded in this section, along with those contributions that you make as the owner are draws or money that you take out of the business for personal use. So those are the three main sections in a typical cash flow statement. Now you might be saying, okay, that's good, but why is a statement of cash flows important? And really, it's because it provides you a clear cash picture. Now, we talk about the income statement, the balance sheet, and we always say we don't want to run our business simply by cash in, cash out. But taking the information from an income statement, taking the information from a balance sheet, taking the information from a statement of cash flows, and utilizing all three of those statements is what helps you become a successful business. So what helps you prevent bad things from happening or encourage good things to happen in your business. It's the analysis of all three. There is not one individual one that is better than any other. It's the combination of them. And the cash flow gives you that clear cash picture. So oftentimes, we'll have clients come to us and say, there's no money in the bank. How can I be showing a profit of, say, $80,000? And when we dig into that, we can look at specific things like loan payments or owner draws that do not reduce profit, but it is still cash out the door. So let's say you're a brand new business and you profit $80,000. So you have $80,000 in the bank, and then you have you pay off a loan. So you're taking that $80,000, sending $60,000 of that to a loan. And then let's say you take the rest, $20,000 that's sitting in the bank account as a draw for personal items. In that situation, you still have $80,000 in profit. Since those items, that $60,000 loan payment, that $20,000 draw, do not reduce profit. So you still have that $80,000 in profit, but you have no money left over. And this is where a statement of cash flows can help make this clear for you. How can I be showing profit but have no cash? This is where we can analyze what's that cash spending looking like. What do we need to do to make sure and ensure your business can survive based on the typical cash flow that's coming through? And that's some of the analysis that we can do. So that's the statement of cash flows. Again, this works really well along with analyzing the income statement or profit and loss and balance sheet. So what other financial statements are out there? What other financial statements are important to small businesses? And we'll always say the major three that we've covered now, the income statement, profit and loss, balance sheet, statement of cash flows, are the three most important. But there's, of course, other reports out there available to businesses. And so with most accounting software out there, there's going to be endless options of different reports. You can do custom reports, all sorts of things. So outside of the big three, most other financial statements are going to depend on the type of business you have and kind of what data points you specifically need to grab. So examples of other financial statements would be aged receivables or payables. This is going to be a report that shows you for the aged receivables, who all owes you, how long they have owed you, what amount is outstanding. For the payables, it shows who you all owe and how long you have owed those people. You could have an income or an expense by contact, or an income or expense by payee, customer, vendor. This is basically just going to be a report that shows you the income that came in from a specific contact of yours or payee of yours, or expenses that went out to a specific one. So if someone comes back to you and says, hey, we never received your payment, we can run a report, an expense by contact, and say, okay, when did we last pay company XYZ? And here's a full listing of all the payments that we've made to them. So that's a report that you'd be able to grab. You can do a sales tax report. This is going to show you all your sales tax summary, what's owed. You could do a bank reconciliation report. This is going to make sure that your bank balances match your bank balances in the accounting software match your actual bank balances. You can have a general ledger. This is going to be a recording of every single transaction that's hitting your financial statements. You could have a journal report. If you're doing manual journal entries in your business, you can do a manual journal report, which shows a breakdown of all those journal entries. Or you can do a general report that shows all the auto ones that the accounting software is doing in the background. You could have a trial balance. And so I talk about these just to say that there are so many different types of financial statements that are useful to you. It's just going to depend on what data do you need. You can run account transaction reports. So if you want to see what is all going on in the rent expense account, you could run a report that just shows you here is everything that's going on in the rent expense column or the rent expense category. So there's a lot of different reports. The big three, of course, are the most important, but then we can grab other reports as needed or certain data points that we need related to your specific business. And so, like I said, with the big three, the most important thing that I want you to take away is that the income statement is no better than the balance sheet and is no better than the statement of cash flows. If you want to be extremely successful in your business, you want to have an accurate listing of all three. You want to be able to utilize the data from all of them to help you make business decisions. So we've covered quite a bit in the past 6 weeks. As we talked about, you know, bookkeeping, why do you need it? What's important about it? We talked about what are debits and credits and what is the chart of accounts to help you understand what's going on inside your bookkeeping. We talked about what is cash-based bookkeeping and what is accrual-based bookkeeping. And then we talked about financial statements, so the income statement or balance or profit and loss, and then the balance sheet, and the statement of cash flows, and then all the other items. So we've covered quite a bit in the past 6 weeks talking about these financial statements, the core of bookkeeping, what's important in your business. So there's just a few episodes that we have coming up. We're going to be discussing some common bookkeeping mistakes. And we're also going to have a panel discussion with members of our bookkeeping team where they're going to come on and kind of talk about their experience being bookkeepers, what they enjoy doing, and what they feel is important to business owners. So for that panel discussion, if you have any questions about the bookkeeping, the accounting, financial statements, shoot them over to us. We'll be sure to answer them live during our panel discussion with our bookkeeping team. You can email them to me, sales@jetrotax.com. You can post them in the Facebook group. You can find us anywhere online that you can just send those questions over to us, and we'll be sure to get them answered and on the list for our panel discussion. So that's it for today. Wanted to kind of wrap this up talking about that final statement of cash flows, as well as some other just different various reporting options that you have as a business owner. And I want to say, if you haven't checked out the entire part of this All About Bookkeeping series, be sure to do that. Prior to that, we did an S-Corp series. We talked about everything you need to know about an S-Corporation. So those are two very important series that are very helpful for you. So thank you again for coming and joining me in another episode, and I will see you next week. Now, one last thing before I go. Don't forget to check out our podcast website at www.jetrotax.com. Simply click resources and then podcast, where you can go there and check out our past episodes. Also, don't forget to join our free bookkeeping training program and free Facebook group. I have provided links to both of these in the show notes below.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.